It's just before 7 a.m. Friday morning, the day before the Fancy Farm picnic, and more than 100 people have found their way to the bingo pavilion at St. Jerome Parish's picnic grounds. But they're not here for the bingo, or even the funnel cake. They're here for Mass.
Come, Lord Jesus, send us your Spirit, renew the face of the earth.
This was Father Daryl Vinter's sixth Fancy Farm picnic as St. Jerome's pastor. He told his congregation this year's event, fueled by the Kentucky U.S. Senate race, created an unusually large amount of media exposure for the church, not all of it totally accurate.
It's been interesting to read about what they say this picnic is.
He mentioned one article he had read that morning that said the event was a loud political event held in an open-sided barn shed.
Now you tell me, does that look like an open barn shed?
Open-sided barn shed or not, the Fancy Farm picnic is at least partially a loud political event. But is the often hateful, almost always negative timbre of the political speaking congruous with the prayers that precede it? Father Vinter says it doesn't have to be.
You know, part of the loudness and the going on and the yelling back and forth and stuff like that is part of the tradition of the old-time politics.
Vinter's and the picnic's organizers did make an effort this year to tamp down the organized crowd chanting so that the politicians could be heard. The speeches, Vinter says, are never malicious. A debatable assessment, but the politicians don't seem to mind either way. Paul Patton was on the receiving end of coordinated attacks from onstage and the crowd during his two terms as governor of Kentucky. He says the literal and figurative heat of the Fancy Farm picnic is a necessary trial for a Kentucky politician.
Frankly, that's a part of, can a candidate handle that? Can a candidate maintain their composure in a extremely hostile environment?
The politicians encourage the tone. The church says it's tradition, so of course the 20,000 people who attend have got to be okay with seeing their elected officials tear each other down for a couple hours. Brent McKim traveled from Louisville for Saturday's event.
I think it has come to be viewed as political theater, and gradually over time, more and more has become permissible. I think there have been moments where there was a sense that people have gone too far. One year, a candidate, I think, used a four-letter word.
That candidate was Attorney General Jack Conway in 2009, and if you want to get technical, it was a five-letter word. That was Father Vinter's first year on the job. He says Monday morning he was overwhelmed with media calls wanting his reaction to Conway's profanity.
And I summed it up by saying this: the whole attitude toward the candidates probably was, in my opinion, not a good example to show our young people in the overall picture.
Since then, profanity has been avoided on stage at Fancy Farm, which this year was even attended by Louisville Archbishop Joseph Kurtz, there in his capacity as president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Kurtz told Vinter's it would be too much fun to miss. For WKMS News, I'm John Knoll.